ascent in the degrees means that what I attained now, what I have attained now, meaning Rabash calls this in the article concerning exile, the third volume of Rabash's writing, he tells us that the sense in spirituality does not mean that I have no faith, meaning I've attained the force of bestowal. I do have. So what does it mean I am in the descent? That right now I must exert more, and the previous faith is discerned as a descent concerning this work and the next faith. Meaning each time we go from one degree to the other, what I've attained before as an achievement becomes a foundation for the next achievement. Therefore, the fact I've risen to giving, later it becomes something, what kind of giving? It's receiving. I discovered that instead of giving someone else, in fact, more cunningly, I used him. And it's not that I gave him something. And then I feel that the previous giving became, in my eyes, a reception. And then I need a higher giving. This is somewhat understood and somewhat it isn't understood. This is exactly what you need in order to scrutinize this. Go on. How do we rise in the degrees of ascent and descent from reception to bestowal?
The ascent in the end has to be through effort, where it seems to me that by my own forces I'm unable to achieve it, and I'm asking for additional forces.
Turns out that we are with the friends and work with them, and the states and the development of the light that reforms that dwells upon us shines the flaws in us, and then these actions with the states can seem totally altruistic one day, and the next day a different light shines upon them and it seems exploiting the friends.
I discover it phase after phase every time. These are actually layers inside of my ego. I'm actually not correcting everything at once. So each time I'm being allowed to see a little bit more, a little bit of success, and then I can see that this success is actually wrong, misguided. All in all, my ego is just growing.
With respect to bestowal, I have no attraction and no connection. And in order to train me to want bestowal, the system places a higher degree of difficulty, that is complete darkness, for me, in order for my small efforts to demand to develop.
Demand comes from the ego. The ego constantly wants to move forward. It wants more and more. And then the light shines, and you discover that it's actually the will to receive. I remember that when I started learning, for example, just coming to the lesson for me was bestowal. I am now going to be in bestowal by coming to study. And after some time, when you study, you discover that coming to the lesson, it means to receive, so that later on you will be able to come out with that. So this circle is constantly felt.
A nice thing about this is that the previous degree that I used to see it as something impossible became something easy to be attained, and with a secure confidence that I know how to do this action, and suddenly a new thing is open to me, and I know the picture can change, and I don't know how. Only in the inner effort it can happen.
It feels as though in the second phase, let's call it the phase of the descent, the exile, what I felt as intention, the action simply swallows it up. And then what I felt in the previous time that I really have a good intention of bestowing writing on top of it, suddenly it's just the action that is writing it, and I have no intention. It is all for myself. The same thing that I did in the previous time simply becomes darkness.
Rav, how can we not forget that the present descent I feel is simply the previous ascent that became, in my eyes, as a descent? How do we not forget this principle? And from this we will have more forces to rise, because at least we understand it in my brains that I am in ascent. Even though, according to what I determine, I see it as a descent. There is no descent. You only raise in sanctity. You don't lower. How will I not forget this?
I'm being given to feel that what I worked on, as if comes back to me at a new degree. How to feel that it is still an ascent? Only through the support of the group? I don't know.
One should hold on to the goal above everything that it appears in the path. Doesn't matter if it's pleasant to me or unpleasant, I should always hold the truth as much as I see it.
Yes, I would call it not run away. During the ascent, we simply have to decide this is the most important thing, the right thing, and we won't run away, even if we feel differently later. And if we stick to this idea that we are not going to run away, rather we cling to the connection on top of everything that we feel, then we can start feeling all kinds of things. But we remember that we decided we are going to cling to the connection, and that's it. Now we're not, whatever we're seeing is not the right thing.
Ultimately, what speaks is only experience. If we've been to different states and the picture in reality has changed, so it's already burned into us, and in this new state, we know we have the previous experience. We know it can invert. And on the other hand, I don't have the calmness, and so I don't forget about it.
On the other hand, we learn that on this path you can't trust yourself under any circumstances. In every degree, you cannot rely on yourself. So if I simply fall on the friends and make sure that they will remind me by simply handing myself over to them, trying to show them that I'm doing the maximum that I can, then from above they'll help me and they will send me good friends who will give me the support when I need it. And the same thing reciprocally towards them. I will help them when they need me. Because you cannot trust yourself on this path. You cannot advance by yourself.
How can we feel the reshimon, the impression? The impression from faith, from bestowal, becomes reshimo of aviut, of coarseness, of the desire, the impression of the desire, the egoistic desire for reception. How, when we were Shorish of Aviyut and Aleph de Itlabshut, Aleph Shorish, now Aleph instead of Itlabshut becomes Aleph of Aviyut. This is called Keter of the lower becomes Malchut of the upper. How does this happen in us? How will we not forget about this metamorphose, these changes, transformations we go through? Speak about it. What? It's not a question, Eli? To repeat it? Okay. How do we become aware of the reshimo of Itlabshut becomes reshimo de Aviyut of the next degree? Well, speak in the language of the Kabbalah for a while.
It comes to me through the feeling that in the end, my effort to bestow has this tail of that it's actually for myself. It comes back to me. I did it actually for myself. And then it becomes coarseness again, but in a new degree. Because I already made that effort.
Each advancement, actually, I am revealed a new degree of desire, a better resolution of the desire, which its essence is basically to receive for myself and in the work, in my the demand of the light that reforms, I correct it. And that's the way it goes every time.
Yes, if our matter is the will to receive, then actually when we perform work for the revelation of the light, it simply shines on another layer of the desire, and the purpose is that this whole desire will be in order to bestow. So each time we discover it as another layer, on top of which we need to have an intention for the sake of bestowal. This is how we actually advance. Each time it seems to us, from the angle of the will to receive, it seems to us as black, dark, but in terms of the process, it is actually development.
In the same moment that the kli seemingly receives some fulfillment, then a new degree opens suddenly, and then you should throw yourself into the group in order to receive the thread from which you can start working.
When we are between the awakening of the lower and the awakening of the upper, it is a wondrous system that takes care that there is no status quo in the system. We make our effort, we reach the exhaustion, and then from above they throw us into a new state where everything is upside down, and that's actually the advancement of the Rishimot.
From the aspect of a descent and ascent, it seems a descent. It symbolizes this passing way between Rishimo of Itlapshut and Rishimo of Aviyot. When I enter the descent in that same Rishimo of Itlapshut that I worked with, only I'm added new Aviyot, and then I seemingly feel it, but actually they're paving the road forward so I can work some more with it.
Each time I have to add in the degrees of agreement and nullification on my behalf. Each time I have to add in my nullification, my agreement towards this upper mind of the system.
Rav, we advance in two extremes. What are these two extremes, these two ends? And how may we... These extremes are hatred, on the one hand, to others, because I'm an egoist. And then my relation to exploit the others is called hatred, meaning not for others, rather for myself. And it's always one on behalf of the other. So I have relation of rejection to others, and on the other hand, we discover more and more need in others. These two extremes, you cannot connect. By what do we still connect them? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the wisdom of connection. This is exactly the method of the Kabbalah, the wisdom, how to connect these two extremes that Avraham had in Isaac, you will, a seed shall be called in you, and on the other hand, you should sacrifice him. This wisdom we don't learn. This wisdom is basically, how should I say, it's needed. This wisdom, only this is the only thing humanity needs. Go on.
We actually put together this oppositeness through the idea that in the will to receive, we simply change the intention and we use it, but in order to benefit the others. That's where the inversion is.
The inversion is performed ultimately when I see that in my mind that I can't succeed. Each time I try something more sophisticated, then I'm blocked. And by the effort, it's like a war sum of some zero. Either I ascend or I descend. And drawing the light and adding to the importance of the goal will give me a new perspective.
Turns out that all the principles that engage in striving towards the intention and not relating to what you feel in a vessels that I have towards the others, sometimes it's love, sometimes it's hatred, it doesn't depend on me, it depends on the Rishimot. If I learn to use all the principles, nullification, faith above reason, playing, acting, if I try to use them, then I advance at least to the right inclination of the intention.
Yes, we're playing with the intention, we're acting it with it, we're acting in connection, we're increasing the importance of the goal, and basically it depends who are we working with, but with awareness or without it, we evoke the light that reforms.
I'm just repeating the question. I think that the more we develop on this path, we see that the wider the extremes, the mitigation, the greater the mitigation is, what we call the solving or getting rid of the doubts. And I actually am not the one who is controlling the connection, but out of my yearning and trying and working on connection, the attraction towards correction, some new understanding comes, some new mind that develops me. And I simply have to not be so impressed from these extremes, the extreme states, and simply go along with the system.
Because if I don't, if we don't, we would stay in the same place. So each state that seems impossible, we feel the need to go out of it. And this place we must leave propels us, actually.
We come to a state where initially there's great hatred, and following that, the connection creates a state where we don't hate the situation itself. It might stay the same, but we don't have hatred towards it.
We can add that the pact, a covenant, taking this decision among friends, this state when you take the mutual decision is something that can truly help ignore very strong, extreme emotions that are between me and others.
And also out of lack of choice, we reach this understanding that we have to connect it above the hatred. But there has to be a source that will give us guidance regarding that.
From the systems aspect, I'm constantly revealed the lack, and I must hold on to the connection, to the goal. And when I hold on to this, just as the example with Rabbi Akiva and the piece of wood, and each wave that comes, I only bow my head down, only hold on to the board. So I'm on the waves and I'm sailing to the shore.
Rav, in what form do we marry the revelation of the spiritual world, the upper world? Where would we discover it? In what way do we discover it? Please. This is the realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah, the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. Please.
When we start playing with this, acting, doing as if with people in the group that want to attain the same, we start feeling sparks of this thing, the force of the group, the importance of this mutual dependency, the inability to do anything by yourself, and the need to ask for something higher, to operate upon you, to build a society that affects you. All these things we here we discover the rejection and conversely, the force of connection.
Now we're receiving all kinds of states that seem like obstructions from the outside, and we overcome and we do the work. The more we include ourselves with the group, newer states that will appear will appear in the connection between us. And then the more we rise above them, we that way will discover the spiritual world.
We study that spirituality is speaking of one soul, it's part or shattered or corrected. We're correcting some of them. Spirituality is revealed in the surrounding that wishes to come to spirituality. There, if one of the parts uses the values in the correct way, all the better. And if other people will do it, even better.
The spiritual world is around me all the time, around me, inside of me. And I don't see it because my attitude is wrong. It's the opposite. When I correct my attitude, meaning towards you, towards the others, towards the environment, there spirituality is revealed among us in that environment, in our corrected attitude.
With my efforts towards seeing the force of providence through you, I should actually discover this here in what we call the center of the group. This is a process of I have labored and I have found the efforts I do with respect to the relation to others, agreeing with the system. Suddenly there is this revelation of a new relation of inner love towards people that I'm not supposed to be in touch with.
Yes, because in this common work, and certainly when we already have somebody that we are working for, we're connecting towards somebody else, there it is possible to locate this principle where it doesn't matter what we do, rather it's all the relationships between us.
We have to stop this workshop and return to the study places.